So far in 2019, there have been 32 confirmed heat deaths in Maricopa County. The county is investigating another 134 deaths as heat-related, surpassing last year's total of 128. The county's Heat Relief Regional Network is a system of cooling centers, hydration stations, and emergency heat shelters to protect people exposed to the extreme heat. KJZZ's Scott Bork looked into these shelters and found a critical need that limits their effectiveness.
On a summer afternoon outside the Burton Barr Central Library in downtown Phoenix, with cicadas droning in the background, Joshua McDuffie hands out ice-cold water and soda for free to passersby.
Because it's so hot, you know, a lot of people out here, you know, suffer from heat stroke, and I'm just trying to prevent that.
The library is one of the most popular refuges for people affected by the summer heat in Phoenix. When you walk in, you're greeted with a blast of chilled air and the cooling sound of the large fountain. Security guard CJ, his real name is Chester Jones, sees hundreds of people every day, many of whom are homeless.
They're really exhausted, stuff like that. We just asked them a welfare check, you know, wellness check, how you doing, are you okay? And if they really have some issues, we'll get little bags of ice periodically and give them some ice or something like that.
Maricopa County is on track to see a record number of heat-related deaths this year, even as more heat refuge stations open their doors. For the hundreds of homeless people living around downtown Phoenix, the library is their best refuge. That is, until business hours end, when almost all heat shelters and cooling stations in the county close for the day.
What's tricky with the cooling stations is that once you get into being open into those late evening hours, they then become classified as homeless shelters. And homeless shelters take an entirely different level of resources to operate.
That's Dr. Rebecca Sunenshine, the disease control director for the Maricopa County Public Health Department. The lack of suitable shelter on warm evenings may be contributing to the troubling increase of heat-related deaths amongst the homeless population, says Liza Kurtz, a PhD candidate at Arizona State University who studies extreme heat.
You have folks getting turned out back onto the streets who don't have anywhere else to go at 5 p.m., and then there's still a period of sun that they have to deal with. They need to find shade, if at all possible.
And because of Phoenix's heat island, the nights never cool down enough.
You might be exposed to temperatures still well over 90 or even over 95 during the nighttime, so your body never gets any time to cool itself, and that can be very dangerous, particularly with people who already have existing health conditions.
According to Dr. Sunenshine, not having air conditioning, even at night, is an emergency.
A lot of people think that a fan will get them through, but when it's over 90 degrees, a fan is not enough. But if individuals don't have air conditioning functioning at home or they're unable to pay their electric bill, it is important that they go and actually go to a homeless shelter so that they can sleep in a cooled environment.
There's only one officially designated heat shelter in Maricopa County that's open and available 24/7. Fire Station 301 in Surprise.
It's all hours of the day, so if they need a drink at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's available here for them.
Even if the crew is out on a call, Captain Ryan Flynn keeps a 10-gallon bin full of ice and water bottles in front of his station. As a paramedic, Flynn says heat exhaustion is a call they respond to almost every day during the summer.
We'll treat people with IV fluids and transports to the hospital, so if this is one small step that we can do with the support of the community, it's a great thing to do.
In a 2017 study published in the journal Weather, Climate, and Society, researchers found that a majority of Maricopa County cooling centers needed at least one additional staff member to operate. Add to that utility costs, water bottles, and other services, it all adds up.
Most of the stuff that we're able to provide to the community comes from donations from the community themselves to give out to other members of the community, so we really appreciate their help and their support.
Other fire departments in the valley don't open their stations like this. In Mesa, the fire department partners with the city's Parks and Recreation Department to provide heat relief services. There's no easy solution to this crisis, but Dr. Sunenshine says shelter is the first step.
If I were going to wave a magic wand and prevent all heat-related deaths, I would make sure that there were places both to sleep and places during the day where people could go to cool off from the heat so that they weren't in a situation where they could get heat exhaustion.
Scott Bork, KJZZ News, Phoenix.